Well, after years of frozen budgets and neglect by the Del Duca Wynn Liberals, Ontario's healthcare system was stretched to a breaking point. And that's why Doug Ford and the Ontario PCs have invested billions to ramp up hospital beds and support and recruit more frontline healthcare workers, including providing Ontario nurses with a retention bonus, making the wage increase permanent for more than 158,000 personal support workers, and funding training for PSWs in the area, so free tuition, investing in over 50 hospital projects that will add 3,000 new beds over the next 10 years, hiring more than 27,000 long-term care staff over 4 years. And this year, Halliburton Highlands Health Services, known as HHS, received an additional $200,000 and a 2% increase in annual operating funding just over last year. So just to put it in perspective, this means since 2016-2017, HHS's operating funding has increased approximately 34% under our PC government. And this year, HHS received $130,000 for critical infrastructure upgrades, and that's in addition to the $1.3 million in funding they received for upgrades in the 2020-21 budget year. So our PC government has invested more in healthcare than any government in Ontario's history, and we're certainly going to continue to make investments in our healthcare system, including here in Halliburton County.